Okay, well, I'm, you know, all this talk of losing audio has made me set up a GarageBand thing.
Oh, so now Archer. Oh, Archer records a backup and everyone's on board, but when Will does it every single episode, no one cares. Welcome to the Talking Fail Podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Will. And today we have Arthur.
What's up?
We have Ethan.
It's raining. It rained a lot today.
And we also have Tyler.
Hang on. I'm about to start my backup. Okay, I'm good. We can start the show now.
Whew. Oh, this is fancy.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's like I'm on a real show with nobody else.
The Swifty.
Show me what you got.
Take off your pants. I have a question, if we want it, unless anyone had anything more important. Hey. Nobody has anything more important? All right, question. Comes from Trisha, and she asks, have you guys ever mistakenly eaten something thinking it was something else?
Yeah, actually, I've got a good story about this. So this one time I was at a buffet, and I hadn't had a lot of like salmon by this point
salmon?
In my life. I was like 12 or something.
Salmon.
Okay. Yes, the salmon? Fish, right?
Okay, good.
Salmon. Well, yeah, all right. I'm getting all these slices of salmon from the
semen. Yeah.
From the buffet. I'm going to make a sideshow and just have it like count up every interruption, and then like at the end of the month like get myself something nice based on that number. So I get all these slices of salmon and I put them on my plate and I'm like, oh man, this is going to be delicious. And like, I'm like going way overboard because I really like salmon. And then I get, you know, to the table and I put it on like some bread or something and I eat it and I'm like, oh, that was not salmon. It was ginger. They were ginger slices, which tastes completely different from salmon. And I think that's why I don't like not cooked salmon, but like
I really
like raw.
Hate gingers.
You know what? I'm gonna take a stand. I am No Interrupt Archer Podcast. Hashtag No Interrupt Archer Podcast. Will.
I was contributing on that one. The
Archer.
Other ones, that's fair, but that was a contribution.
What was this? What did this buffet style of the stack of ginger appear like?
Well, to be honest, it looked like a stack of salmon.
It doesn't make sense.
I've heard that it also kind of looks like ginger.
I may not have had a lot of ginger by that point in my life either. So, like, you know, might have been a experience thing.
So, speaking of ginger, it's the month of March. I think we should do our own version of March Madness.
Can we call it March Sadness?
Welcome to March Sadness.
So, right. I think we should make make three brackets. And it's podcast hosts. You know, there's the four of us split into two different brackets, and then we should probably do like Anna
They're
and
wild
Brian
cards
versus each other.
That's a sports term.
As a guest, yeah, like a wild card guest. Uh-huh.
And
guest
how
host
do you move on to the next round?
That's the part I hadn't really got figured out. So, like, if
you have a bracket, that's pretty good.
Well, let's finish working on the bracket because we need to decide who am I going to go against?
So Tyler,
yes.
Here's my contribution. Is normally in like these brackets, you put the number one and the number two seed on the opposite ends. So I'll be in one bracket and you'll be in the other. I think that's fair.
Oh, okay. That was a surprising compliment that I'm in the top two.
Well, at least your microphone works.
Ouch. That's I feel for Ethan on this one. So what is it? Will and Ethan versus each other, and Tyler and Archer versus each other?
Well, so I think the wild cards have to go in the first round. That's kind of the point, is they have to like earn their way in.
Okay.
So I think first round will just be the wild cards against each other, maybe? I have no idea how this is going to work. So,
I mean, if we had people that actually like, you know, messaged us and responded on Twitter and stuff, we could say like, oh, we'll set up polls and, you know, we'll have fan interactions. But I feel like it'd just be us hosts,
okay,
posting and rating
Here's
ourselves.
Here's how we do it. We get the bracket, and then it'll be a one-on-one only Tomahawk match in Call of Duty Black Ops.
Maybe we could every week we change it. So it's like, we're just going to flip a coin. And that's how you move on. And then the week after that, it's like
our trivia rules. There aren't any. It's just whoever's in charge, whatever they decide.
Yeah. Like maybe the week after that, one of the people who's not playing hosts a trivia game against the two people who are in the bracket. And they battle each other.
Do I still sound like a low-budget Star Wars character?
No, you sound good now.
Not at the moment.
Okay, good. I restarted some stuff.
That's good. Archer, you've been quiet for a minute.
Yeah, I'm working on some production stuff. I've got a few different ideas.
Okay, during the show is the best time for those things. That's good.
Well, I think it makes him the most productive member of the podcast. So let's thank you, Archer.
Well, don't thank me yet.
Ethan's trying to win that bracket any way he can.
Well, I also had an answer for the question that Trisha was so kind enough to send us.
Yeah.
So when
Tyler, we'll just go back to that other thing that we'd moved away from. Sure, that makes sense. It's a narrative
we
can
all agree
like on.
We weren't going anywhere, and your shot to go to Archer fell flat because he's doing work.
I mean, it's not work. It's work for the show, you know? Like,
okay,
I'm
back on
when
Will's
you do
side.
What you love, it's never really work.
You won't work a day in your life. You'll work your whole life.
Will, I worked on street corners for 2 years,
that was you.
And no matter how much you enjoy it, it is still work. I mean,
yeah, spray paint art is not the best way to pay bills, Ethan.
It's not.
So when I was a wee lad, probably like 10 or 11, I had a bad habit of just eating pure sugar.
Oh my gosh.
Like spoonfuls.
Oh my gosh. I spilled all over.
Like when I was home.
Oh no.
When I was home alone, I would go and get the tub of sugar that my mom used for cooking and just start taking handfuls. So.
How old were you?
One day. I was like 10 or 11.
Okay, so still in that developmental period, guys.
When you know better.
He has diabetes.
Both diabetes. Types.
I have diabetes 1 through 2.
It's a checklist. Once you get 2, the third one's free. Okay. So, then I went to my grandparents one day and I saw a big tub of white crystally substance and I was like, oh, sugar, and no one's here to catch me.
You found grandma's cocaine.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
So
and that's when it all began.
So I pop the top off, get a spoonful, a real nice spoonful, you know, pop it in my mouth, start tasting it, and it's salt. Just pure salt all in my mouth. And I was like on the verge of vomiting for like an hour.
Would you say that you were upset about that?
Upset.
Salty. Sorry.
Ethan. Ethan, you That was just sad.
He said it like it was a pun. He's like, upset. Oh, that was great.
Come here, Ethan. Let me give you some sugar for that.
So the British Flat Earth Association tweeted out a post today. It was an image of William Shatner's face and the quote, "I was fooled by science. The Earth is flat."
What?
And
I don't think that's real.
So Shatner responded that this is a lie. And he's saying, please remove this.
He's been in space. He's part of the NASA conspiracy.
He's also from the 80s or the future.
It could be. I mean, the 80s really was the future. So
he's been hiding clear aluminum for decades. See, I know that reference, but I don't know who Dave Grohl is.
Well, Dave Grohl is more important.
Dave Grohl is more important to less important people.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wait a second.
I had a story to tell. Okay.
Sure.
I have a joke to tell. Mine's short. Can I go first?
Wait, is it your penis?
Like Ethan short or like
I'm 5'10". Eating like you know when you eat like 10 pieces of candy and then there's only two in the box and the C's candy serving says serving is two pieces and then you say, "Welp, I can't stop eating now."
Oh yeah, I do know that.
Okay, what's your story?
I saw that on Tyler's
what's your story?
Feed.
Ethan, I'm more confused than anything because it's like, yeah, I posted that on Twitter. It doesn't mean that. What? Why are you?
I haven't been on Twitter in weeks and I just opened it now and went, aha, content. Will, you were supposed to start a while ago.
So I woke up a couple days ago and my eye was all red and it was like really itchy and bloodshot. And so I tried to just like leave it alone. So when I got home from work that day, it was still like itchy and it felt like there was something underneath my eyelid and it was like really painful. And so I was like starting to like lift my eyelid up and try to like look back and toward the back of my eye to see if there was anything there like rubbing my eye that was causing it to hurt. And that went on for like 15 minutes of me being like in real pain and like not being able to find anything. And then I saw like a piece of something that was like sticking to the very back of my eyelid. And I could see like the skin was kind of pulling off, like it was stuck on something. So then I like reached my finger back there to like try and get it to stick on my finger instead. And after a couple minutes, I like kind of get it and it's like a piece of string or something and I start pulling on it and like I get it halfway out and I'm like, I need a break. And like my eye is blurry because it's like hanging down in front of my eye. And then I'm like, okay, going back at it. And it was probably like a couple inches long. This like piece.
Did you pull a worm out of your eye?
I don't know. It might have been.
Okay, I'm still cringing. And, like what? How?
It was like it was something stringy, and it was covered in slime, maybe from my eye. I'm not sure. But I pulled it out, and it was like maybe 2 inches long, and.
I think you had a worm in your eye.
I don't know, man.
Do you have a picture of this?
No, it was like white and clear.
You had a worm in your eye?
I don't think it was a worm. It was pretty thin.
Eye worms. Oh, yeah, because the ones in your eye are... Well, I'm going to send you a video, and I want you to tell me if this is what you saw. Wait, hold on. First frame. Warning, the following educational content will include surgery, cyst removal, blood, or other graphic material. Images. Viewer discretion is advised.
No,
is it what,
no,
is
that's
that,
not it.
Is that
no.
what it was?
God, no. It was like it looked like a piece of string that had gotten covered in eye goop.
Okay, but these image
Like, it was really thin.
Well, there's some in here that are, like, super thin. The big ones are promotion images for the strain.
It's not moving.
Is anyone else hearing really heavy breathing?
Yeah, yes. I'm hearing it. Is it Archer? Darth Archer, Vader, are you okay? Are you here?
Are you having some sort of attack? What's happening?
No, I stepped out of the room for a minute to take care of something, and then I came
and
back.
And just started breathing into the microphone? What? I don't...
I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Oh, and the eye thing, once I got it out, mm-hmm. the relief I felt was incredible.
Like, I'm sure.
It finally stopped. Like, oh my God.
Well, if it happens again, save the eye mucus or take a picture or something so we can figure it out with science.
Tyler, you should be drinking a Moscow Mule out of this copper pineapple.
Okay, so you're just going to like insert random my Twitter posts or whatever. Is that what you're doing?
No, I just, sorry. I'm seeing it for the first time. It's very nice.
And you're just now reading it.
Okay. Which is why I deleted Twitter a while ago.
Take a gander over at my Twitter. It's pretty good.
It's weird that you're just scrolling through my Twitter. Like,
dude, you tagged me. Get off your high horse. It was my notification. All right, bucko.
That's it. I'm going to Facebook and deep diving into your posts.
Guys, Tyler's old. So Tyler's gonna dive into my posts from 4 years ago because that's the most recent. Tyler, please don't. So how are you guys celebrating International Women's Day?
It was last week.
Was it?
Yes.
Is it trending on Twitter?
Your Twitter posts are really far behind.
Well, since it was a few days ago, I went ahead and bought myself some Patron.
You probably shouldn't drink any on the podcast.
But guys, I got real Patron, not the...
Oh, none of that mm-hmm. citrus stuff?
So I have a picture that I'm going to send to you guys. Okay? The old bottle is on the left and the new one is on the right.
Oh, no. And you know, I think it's going to take us just as long to get through that small bottle.
So for the listeners, I finally bought regular Patron and it's a shot size bottle.
That is a lot of Patron.
It's so small.
But that's a lot of glass. I think that we should take a few minutes and let's indulge. Well,
no,
let's see if we can
him.
Figure out some of the trends. Let's see if we can figure out some of the trend
Can we
phrases.
Do this like 20 question style, or should we just start naming off?
Yes,
things?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Good. Oh my
that's
God,
a good
yes.
idea.
Now, so do each of us get 20 questions?
Is it salt?
Or do we distribute it, and we'll actually have to have like
it's
60 questions.
It's a group 20 questions. It's not 60. No. Get real, guys.
Okay, who gets to hold the little machine?
Real quick, I need to interrupt. Ethan, you saw Arrival in theaters.
I did.
Yeah, it feels weird, doesn't it?
Wait, is there eye worms in that?
Carry on.
What?
I'm scrolling through his Facebook.
Oh,
hang
fight
on.
With oh. Fire with fire, I see.
Guys, do you remember in Prometheus when that guy...
I think he's just throwing ash at this
point. Prometheus when that guy gets like that worm that comes out of his eye because he's getting infected by the alien? That's how I felt.
Okay.
I meant to talk to Archer. Archer, how was your day?
Not bad, but not good. Not great.
Cool. Why wasn't it good?
I'm on the tail end of a cold, so I basically just spent all day watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and
then
he
had to get on this
which
stupid
is the good
podcast.
Part.
What season?
And then I had to, and then I also had to show the apartment to some potential tenants, so that was fun too.
David,
not so fun.
So 20 questions.
Were they cool? What were their names? What's their credit
their key
score
look like?
What does your key look like? Cool. Hey, can you send me the name of that like that startup you were talking about a while ago?
No, like all startups, it died.
Startups are like preemies without life support. Go back a couple weeks later, there's not a whole lot. Wow, that one surprised me.
Yeah. You should probably apologize now before the...
I'm sorry to premature babies everywhere.
Ethan, without... were you a preemie or a postie?
Well, I mean, what? If you're... I mean, I feel like the huskiness kind of implies...
Oh! Go! You got a word,
that's
Tyler.
That's one of the shots. Oh. I thought we mentioned Will, husky earlier
Will,
in the show.
You couldn't... Will couldn't have gotten, like, closer to just... what's the best chance I have? Okay, Will, I want to know what some of your... wait, we have to wait till we probably guess the other one. I want to know, okay, what are some of the options that you, like, disregarded in an attempt to pick the most likely word we would say.
I didn't actually think it was that likely, because honestly, just everything I think of that I think is likely never happens. So, I'm gonna go ahead, okay, and open the little cork, because it has a little teeny cork too. It's really cute.
Oh.
Oh, that was like a smart car air horn.
All right, now I'm going to test and see if it actually is a shot, because they might have shorted me on this one. I'm going to put it in an actual shot glass.
Yeah, if you bought less than a shot of Patron, I will be impressed.
It's like a shot and like a couple drops. So,
Will,
it's a good amount.
I think you have to finish the other bottle before you can start that one.
Oh, whoops. Well, I already poured this one, so this should be a
lot stronger.
Well,
then you better get on that other bottle.
So this should be a lot stronger.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay, that's pretty,
sure, it's coming off.
Okay. That is stronger for sure.
So do I have to do a shot if anything happens? I sure hope not.
Do you have any hip alcohol that you want to contribute with? Maybe some wordplay to tie it in?
I've got some ginger beer, but it's not salmon, so I guess it'll have to do.
They're so similar.
Ah, man, the salmon water tastes awful.
Ginger for a podcast binger?
Oh. But that wouldn't be
Ethan. I'll react to that for you.
Okay. So were we going to do 20 questions for the other word?
Who goes first? I'll go first. I forgot how to play 20 questions. Does anyone else want to go first?
Never have I ever.
You start broad and then start working your way in.
Is it husky?
No. So 19.
Let this guy start asking the questions.
Wait, who let this guy start asking? That's a question. 18.
No. We need to coordinate our responses, our questions.
All right, we will prefix every official question with official question.
We'll Is that okay, that. Will?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Okay, you're back up to 19. Don't push it though.
Okay, guys, we should coordinate then. What do we know about that it's not? We know it's not husky.
You start with like person, place, or thing, or mineral.
Is it a mineral?
No.
Hey, free answer. Boom. We didn't say official question. Okay. Well done, Ethan.
Thank you.
Well,
I mean, I guess we should just ask, is it a thing, right? Like,
official question, is it a
there
thing?
There you go. Is it a thing? Yes. Yes, it is a thing. Official answer.
Like a physical thing, but not like a...
Is
not
it
like
the thing?
A trend. Well,
to get that answer, Arthur, you have to do an official question. Is it a physical thing?
Yeah, but now I feel like I'm in a market.
Official question, is it the thing?
That's a little racist.
What?
Official question. Is it the, like the thing? Movie?
Tyler!
No.
Is it the remake or the original?
So, no, that is not. It is not the thing.
How do we okay. What are the strategies? Hold on, let me look up some official strategies question. For 20 questions.
This is dumb.
If I was playing, I'd be able to get this.
Well, because you know the answer.
No, because I know how to play 20 questions.
You're like the... I found a WikiHow on 3 ways to play 20 questions with a 50% rating. Do you think that's high enough? Well,
Will, official question. Is that high enough?
Really no, because game. You already have 50% of them. That's 4.
Does anybody... Do any of us have this thing in our house?
Official question?
Tyler, can I... Is that a good official question?
No. Wait.
Official question.
Yes.
Okay, official question. Is it larger than a microwave? Like a typical microwave?
I can't answer that because it's a yes and it's...
So I it's feel like we're on the
physical thing. It's not... Why can't you answer that? And, I feel like that...
Official question, why can't you answer that?
No, I mean, if you can't answer
because
it...
Because Arthur is right. It's not a physical thing. So you're at 6 questions.
So it's not a thing.
Now.
So it's not a thing.
So well, when you said... Oh.
It's a non-physical
it's
thing,
a,
Tyler.
So it's a concept? It's what I don't...
The answer is love, okay?
Which, for the record, love is bigger than a microwave. So...
when I said if it was a thing, you interpreted that as, like, a thing like, Frosted Tips in the 90s. Like, that was a thing, right?
Oh, man, or if it was Frosted Tips, I would just have to finish the bottle off right now. But,
hey,
yes,
guys,
it is not...
I don't mean to bring the mood down from this amazing game, but literally as of 6 minutes ago...
Who died?
Stephen Hawking has passed away.
God, what?
Age 76.
Oh, no.
No, are you sick?
According to the BBC.
Oh my God!
Why is it?
I don't know why it's looping.
No, we don't know why it's looping, but it's the way Stephen Hawking wanted it to be.
Stephen Hawking's come for us first.
Oh. Okay. I just like to imagine Stephen Hawking's driving in his convertible with the roof down and the wind blowing in his hair and just thinking about how he's a free man.
Does it say what his computer's last words were?
No.
Oh, that'd be great. That was a good word, Ethan. It was terrible. We shouldn't
have. It was very insensitive, but it was a great joke.
Come on.
Still not the right.
So, guys, update on okay. So, Tyler, Arthur, you go ahead and play that. I'm gonna read what the BBC has put up.
This is terrible. This is gonna be hilarious, but it is in very poor taste.
This is the Apple commercial.
Ethan,
physicist Stephen Hawking. Oh wait, physicist Stephen Hawking died today at the age of 76. This breaking news story has been updated with more details will be published shortly. Refresh the page for the fullest version. You can receive breaking news on a smartphone or tablet via the BBC News app.
Website. So, I'm not going to lie, when I was like actually upset for a minute, is because I thought it was Stephen King.
I would trade Stephen Hawking for Stephen King. Except, have you looked at them? Stephen King is just like Stephen Hawking, not in a wheelchair.
When Stephen King dies, his soul will haunt the entire world and now that's some kind a good of book. Weird alternate universe. But real quick for Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking was the only person to appear as himself on an episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, but Riker would beat that's him in a cool. fight.
Which, wait, like Star Trek original series?
Which?
No, he was in an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation where the android Data used the holodeck to, he brought in Stephen Hawking, Isaac Newton, and I think it's Albert Einstein. And have them all playing poker with him.
They,
and
got, they got Isaac Newton on. Damn it!
Oh, no, so because, no, they had other actors play them. Yeah. Other, okay.
But did they still render him in his wheelchair? Newton. That seems a little unfair.
Then Stephen Hawking wouldn't be the
only one. Yeah, because how would they have gotten Stephen Hawking?
Okay, so that's not... It's how hard is it to play with Stephen Hawking? How does he bluff? How do you see a bluff on Stephen Hawking?
He types in his keyboard.
His computer makes a tone.
He hits the bluff button. Good cards. Catch. I would love to see like Tars from Interstellar be like Stephen Hawking's voice. Because like,
or if Stephen Hawking was carried around by Tars,
the current
instead.
Also, he played that guy who would communicate in yes and no answers by which light flashed. Right, Tyler?
That's a different episode of Star Trek. Different show.
Tyler, you get it?
you're referencing Captain Christopher Pike.
Arthur, is this funny to you?
Google Captain Pike if you don't know who he is.
Captain Pike. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Official question. Can it help save somebody's life?
Oh,
back to this.
Technically, yes, but not really, no.
Other question. What was the question I just asked?
Save someone's life.
Because I don't remember.
Not really.
Thank you.
Wait,
probably
and you
not,
said probably no. not?
Wait, okay. If he literally can't remember what he just asked, should he be in charge of asking our questions? Because the
official question, what game are we playing?
I'm not going to count that one. If you guys aren't going to take this game seriously, I'm just going to get drunk.
Official question, who just said that?
Official question, how many questions do we have left?
That was number 8 of 20.
Why did you use an official question?
Why would you do that? Why?
Yeah, we're still nowhere near getting guessing.
It may be in your house.
It's in our house. It's not physical, and it contains knowledge. I am more confused now than.
That's less helpful than.
Is it the internet?
Wait, but it's not a physical thing, so it may be in our house, but it can't exist physically.
No.
Official question. It's like a physical file thing. Or something. Yeah.
Is it Urban Dictionary?
That was a good guess.
Internet. Memes? Is it memes?
Another it, question. Another.
Oh, that was a good guess.
Let me see if I can think.
Because only Will would think that you, Urban Dictionary.
You can
good source of knowledge.
How long have we been
it
playing
can
this?
Be in home or in public.
I think that Will is. I think just that Will is a terrible person to be that play this game.
Also, I'm like semi drunk.
Yeah, we could tell.
It can be in home.
Yeah, it's.
But what? So wait, just to be clear, was that Patron like the little bottle one shot?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like one shot exactly. Yep.
What?
How much did that cost?
I think it was like $8. It was probably all the glass.
Was it worth it?
Was what I was paying for.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's like a bar Patron shot.
But at home, he went out and spent
the
same
glass.
Amount
it's
on
really
a shot
cool.
to take
go
home.
Go recycle the glass. You might get like 10 cents or something.
That is a good idea. I like that.
He's going to fill it up with his other Patron.
Okay, hint. It's something you do.
A little misleading, but...
This is so...
Okay.
This is not a thing.
Read. Is it reading?
So it's not going to be a thing.
Official
like,
question.
Okay, Can no, we restart?
No. Veto.
Will, I want you to pick a new word.
We need to have like a
new word.
Key system where we all like turn the keys.
No.
Look, if that's the case, I'm going to just choose to check out, and I'm just going to sit there and just constantly turn my key on and off. So that way it's just, I'm removing myself from this.
Something you do. Tyler taps the button just in case, like, we all sync up with him, then the nuke launches.
I'm pretty sure this is not how you play 20 questions.
Well, we're like just sort of a we're shoehorning this this 20
I'm pretty
questions
sure,
thing to Will's topic.
Because I don't want to drink, Tyler.
The goal isn't the game. The goal is to get alcohol inside of Will.
I don't.
That's the objective.
If that's the objective, I don't know why Will just doesn't drink. Like, why do we have to? Why did he have to subject us to?
Because he needs this game, or else he feels like he's doing something wrong. And I am trying to be a good friend.
If that's the objective, we just got $5 from two patrons. So,
okay, Will, take your two shots and we'll come back to the game.
Another arbitrary reason to drink.
So is Arthur calling it?
Yes. We have $5 per month. So, like, if we haven't
still
called
waiting for Arthur to call it.
Patron for patrons shot, then we definitely still have that $5.
Doesn't Arthur also have one saved up?
Oh, he's saving
don't we have
it
two?
Up.
Yeah,
do
I
it?
Think so. I think it's sure. Why not? I don't know. If, I don't want to call my own shot for this. Like, we're.
But you can take one with me.
All right, fine.
Will
do it.
Will
do it.
I offer to take one of your shots
hop.
For you. Okay. So,
cheers.
Is 1 ounce a shot? Because I'm drinking out of a measure.
It's 1.5 ounces.
Oh, so an ounce would be two shots?
Whatever that is.
No, 1.5 ounces is a shot of liquor,
right.
If I remember correctly.
This is a...
Also, I'm back on the cheap
so,
Patron.
So, Will, you're doing Patron, I'm doing
stuff.
Cheap vodka.
And I'm doing Mountain Dew.
Cheers.
Oh my gosh, why did I take that? Why did I do that with you? I don't want that.
And yet you still keep doing it.
You know, the sucky thing is, like, I feel like I'm doing good and, like, you know, being a good conversationalist.
Gross.
But when I listen to this, when I sober up, I'm going to be like, I sound like such an idiot.
Thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly on patreon.com/talkingfail. Our Twitter is @talkingfail. And you can download our shows at www.talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps. Okay, is someone getting a sandwich out of a paper bag?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.